A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the number of COVID-19 cases in the United States topped 550,000 on Sunday afternoon, with over 21,000 deaths. Meantime, the latest data from the World Health Organization shows that COVID-19's caused more than 100,000 deaths globally. By region, Europe's recorded the largest number of confirmed cases at more than 839,000. New York has had its worst week in coronavirus deaths since the outbreak began. This is amid some signs of hope that the new coronavirus infection rate is flattening. Over 700 people died on Saturday, the sixth day in a row that the number had topped 700. Andrew Cuomo is the governor of the state.
You're not seeing a great decline in the numbers, but you're seeing a flattening. And you're also seeing a recurrence of the terrible news, which is the number of lives lost, which is 758.
More than 5,000 people were killed by the virus in the week that ended Saturday, bringing the state total to over 9,000. At the end of the day Saturday, there were more than 18,000 people hospitalized with the virus in the state. The coronavirus pandemic has hit a South African prison, infecting 23 officials and 3 inmates. Correctional authorities said they expect the number of cases to increase as they await more results from mass testing at the facility. The facility in the Eastern Cape reported its first case on April the 6th. Authorities say they're currently tracing those who were in contact with the positive cases and implementing measures to prevent further spread. So far, South Africa has reported more than 2,000 confirmed cases with 25 deaths. The Kremlin says leaders of Russia, the U.S., and Saudi Arabia have supported an agreement on a phased reduction in oil production. The agreement's been reached by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and some other major oil-producing countries. The Russian president's press office says the leaders supported the agreement in order to stabilize global markets and ensure the sustainability of the global economy. OPEC and other crude producers led by Russia, a group known as OPEC Plus, agreed on Sunday to reduce output by 9.7 million barrels per day for May-June after 4 days of talks. The G20 finance ministers and central bank governors will hold a meeting on Wednesday. The meeting will continue to discuss the global challenges presented by the novel coronavirus. Traditionally, April's G20 meeting is held in Washington, D.C. on the sidelines of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank Group spring meetings. Given the circumstances, G20 meetings are currently held virtually and more frequently. In their last meeting, held on March 31st, G20 finance ministers and central bank governors agreed on a roadmap to respond to the coronavirus. The Vietnamese prime ministers agreed with a plan to resume rice exports following a ban last month to ensure national food security amid the epidemic. The country plans to export around 400,000 tons of rice this month. Local media says Vietnam can export around 800,000 tons of rice in April and May, down 40% compared with the same period last year. Chinese health authorities received reports of 108 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the mainland on Sunday. 98 of the new cases were imported. 10 new domestically transmitted cases were reported, including 7 in Heilongjiang province and 3 in Guangdong province. 2 deaths were reported in Hubei province. The mainland also had 6 new suspected cases on Sunday, all imported ones. High schools in Beijing will restart classes for senior students on April 27th. Authorities say the students will take the National College Entrance Exam from July 7th to the 10th. Students in the final year of junior high have also been told to prepare for returning to school on May 11th. The school reopening dates for students of other grades, secondary vocational schools, universities, colleges, and kindergartens are yet to be decided. A Chinese medical team aiding Lao in combating COVID-19 has returned to Kunming, Yunnan province, after finishing their mission. The team consisted of 12 professionals. They arrived in Laos' capital March 29th with over 4 million yuan worth of anti-epidemic medical supplies donated to the country. The team has also provided technical guidance and advisory services on epidemic prevention to Chinese-funded enterprises, overseas Chinese, and Chinese students in Laos.